Hello, my friend. Thank you so much for joining me today. We're talking about how to get what you want this year, and I want you to get everything that you want. So in order for me to understand what you want, what I did is I conducted several surveys at the end of last year in 2023, as well as the beginning of 2024, and I've asked a lot of questions. And a huge thank you to everyone who has answered those surveys or talked to me on Instagram to let me know, because what this did is it allows me to provide content based on what you want. And that's exactly what I want to do. So thank you for interacting with the survey. I know surveys are not often the most fun thing to do, but I really appreciate it. And so I want you to know that that is how it informs my podcast content. So after analyzing all of that data, it was very clear that three things bubbled to the top. Everyone wants these three things: clarity, calm, and you guessed it, profit. This is what we want in 2024. And so when I was thinking about how can I create content to give you more clarity, more calm, and more profit, the answer was right in front of me. And it was that we are getting in our own way, and there is one thing that we can do that will actually give us all three things. And that is to stop lying to ourselves. So that's what we're talking about today. Let's jump in. This is the Unapologetic Entrepreneur Podcast, a podcast for passionate entrepreneurs just like yourself who are looking to create a profitable and productive business that you are proud of. On this show, we explore entrepreneurship success stories, but not just the highlights. We get into the nitty-gritty details so that you know more about the path traveled to achieve that success. See, I'm on a mission to help you never feel like a failure again when it comes to achieving your goals. And so much of that is setting realistic expectations of the effort needed, goals that align with the season of your life, and ensuring that you have the accountability in place that you need. So on this podcast, you can expect real conversations, practical tips, and lots of encouragement along the way so that you have everything you need to follow through and actually achieve your definition of success. So if you're ready to go from unsure to unapologetic, be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. So I told you I surveyed my audience and asked lots of questions. And so when I'm talking about this, I am going to be pulling specific words from you all. And thank you so much again for sharing. When I think about clarity and when I look at what you said and really want clarity in your business, I heard things like this: I don't know if I believe in what I'm doing anymore. Nothing that worked before seems to be working now. I want concrete ways to make a plan and follow through. This to me says that you're feeling so many emotions. You're feeling unsure. You're not sure what to do. Maybe you've just been stepping and taking steps and moving forward, and now you're like, oh my gosh, I don't even know where I am. I'm just feeling lost. Nothing that was working before is working now. That felt so true when I read that, and my heart just like sunk when I read it, because it is true. Things are always going to be changing, and that's the reality that we have to know as an entrepreneur. But gosh, it is not a fun reality to know that things that worked before don't always work forever. And so we have to acknowledge that that's happening. But I hear you when you say you want clarity. And so those were some of the very specific words that I heard. And when I think about calm and what you all said to me about wanting calm, I heard things like this: managing multiple jobs, managing everything I do in my business, staying focused and not getting overwhelmed with all that I have to do, being more efficient. These are some of the words that are creating the sense of chaos in your life. You're juggling multiple things. You've probably put too much on your plate when it comes to your business, and you're feeling really overwhelmed with all the things. The other part that's coming in here is that you're seeing other people do things and you feel like you have to do them too, instead of staying focused on what you need to be doing in your business. And so that feeling of overwhelm is so prevalent for us because we feel like we have to be everywhere. This is especially true when we think about social media and being on multiple platforms and putting things everywhere. And it's just a lot to feel like we have to do all these things. And so this is especially the case if you're managing multiple jobs. So if you have a full or part-time job and you're trying to manage that and running your business, it's a lot. And this goes for wearing multiple hats too. It's not like you're an entrepreneur and that's it. You're probably working another job, maybe multiple. You might be a spouse, a partner, a parent, a friend, a sibling. You have a lot of different hats that you're wearing and you're trying to juggle all of these things. And so it can be really overwhelming. And so that idea of finding calm and efficiency and putting processes in place and feeling like you have the clarity of a plan and the calmness of understanding that you don't have to do it all and you are doing enough. These two things really bubbled to the top when it comes to what you're feeling about your business in this year. And the last, which is not surprising at all, everyone wants more profit. And so these are the words that I heard around profit: increased income, increased clients, predictable income, financial stability, and how to be profitable. And this is so important. If we're not making money, we just have an expensive hobby. So being profitable in our business is really important. And so we need to think about how we can do that, but how we can do that in a calm and a clear way. Because chances are you're trying to make more money. So you're adding things on your plate. You're feeling the chaos. And then you're feeling overwhelmed and like there's no clarity. So this is where it comes in. You want more profit, you want more calm, and you want more clarity. And so what we have to do is understand why that's not happening. Why aren't you feeling calm? Why don't you feel clarity when it comes to your plans and your business? And why aren't you making more profit? And the answer is, you're most likely lying to yourself about a few things. And I want to go on the record and say, I have lied to myself about all of these too. You are not alone in this. I am not trying to point a finger without pointing all of them back at myself, as well as other people that I've worked with too. So we are all doing this because we are emotionally involved in our business. But here are the three things we're lying about. Number one, what we actually want. Number two, what we can realistically accomplish and focus on. And number three, what is working and what is not working in our business. So now we're going to tackle those three lies that we're telling ourselves on a regular basis and probably don't even realize it, and how we can bust through those lies. Lie number one is what you actually want in business. And it sounds so silly when I say this, is that we can often start chasing things that we don't actually want, but it's not that you struck out and are doing things you didn't want. You're actually like you're putting one foot in front of the other and just trying things, and you're bootstrapping things in your business, and you're getting out there and you're doing the things. And this is a good thing. We have to put ourselves out there, try something and see if it works. The thing is that while this is great, it can create the problem of, oh my gosh, I've lost myself along the way. I started this business because I wanted to do X and now I'm doing Y. And I don't really understand how I got there. And the reason is you got there because you're doing amazing things. You're taking one foot and putting it in front of the other and you're trying your best. So you're doing the best with the resources you have, but here's what has to happen. You have to slow down enough to get through that fuzzy feeling. Because if you don't know what you actually want in your business, and chances are things have changed since you first started your business, then what happens is you stay busy, but you're not productive. And so this is where that lack of clarity comes from. When you are just putting one foot in front of the other and you're staying busy and you're trying things, there's nothing wrong with that. But eventually you're going to feel unclear, and that's where you are. If you're like, yes, I do not feel clear in my business, this is probably what's happening. You are lying to yourself about what you want. You've set a goal that you actually don't want, and so you're adding things to your plate. You're staying busy. You're really driven, and I love that about you. But the problem is we need you to be driven about what you actually want, not what you feel like you should want. So in order to bust through this, you have to know what you want, which takes slowing down and being honest. This is where we lie to ourselves. And it's because we're working too fast and too hard and we're not taking the time and we're not honest with ourselves. Maybe you want something that feels so big to you, you don't know how to get there. And so you won't even admit it to yourself, and definitely not to other people. Maybe, just maybe, you're ready to shut down this business. Maybe you're like, this is not what I thought it was going to be. Maybe you are ready for a pivot or a complete change in your business, and that scares the pants off of you. And so you're like, I can't do that, so I'm just going to keep doing what I've been doing. Or maybe there is something that you love in your business, that there's a lot of things you don't, but you keep doing them because you've been doing them. And so you're staying busy, but not productive, but you're not being honest with yourself. So what I want you to do is actually stop and pause after you listen to this episode, and I'm going to give you some resources in which I support you in this, but I want you to pause and ask yourself, what do I actually want in my business and in my life in 2024? because you created a business to integrate with your life, not to take it over. And chances are you're feeling really overwhelmed because it's taking it over and it's taking over your mind. You're thinking about it all the time, even if you're not working on your business. And so you're feeling really scattered. You're feeling really unsure and you got to slow down. It's the hardest thing in the world for me to do. So if you are like me, I am so sorry to tell you that this is the answer, because it freaking sucks when someone tells me to slow down, but you have to do it. You really have to do it and ask yourself, what do I actually want? Lie number two is what you can realistically accomplish and focus on. This one's a biggie, my friend. And I get it, because I know without a shadow of a doubt that you're like, I can do it all. I know, because I think the same dang thing. I think I can do it too. But guess what? We cannot. We cannot do this. I can't, and neither can you. We just talked about, when I shared with you the words that I heard, it was managing multiple jobs, juggling things in your business. You're trying to do too much. It's creating chaos, and it's just wreaking havoc on your life and definitely your business, and you cannot do it all. So if you're feeling this sense of chaos in your life, you have to understand what your season of life and business is and what you can realistically accomplish and focus on. And when I bring this up, it's somewhat like I'm going to ask you to look at what you can actually spend time on and what you can actually focus on in your capacity right now. And you could do that, but here's what happens. You can get crystal clear on that, and then all of a sudden, we start to play this comparison game, and you're scrolling on Instagram and you see someone else that seems to be doing it all on her own. My friend, she is not. He is not. They are not doing it all, and they're definitely not doing it all on their own. And they don't have to tell you their whole story. So I'm not pointing fingers and saying like, oh, these people are showing you their highlight reel and you don't know all the information. Yes, I am saying that, but it's not their fault. They don't have to tell you the whole story. They don't have to tell you anything. Everyone has boundaries with what they can share, just like you're allowed to have boundaries with what you share. So we're not saying that this is a bad thing. But what our brain does is it compares the nitty-gritty details that we know everything about our business and everything about our life. We know a sliver of what other people are going through. We have no idea what's going on behind closed doors in their life. And so don't compare apples and oranges here. But that's what happens. You start to think, I start to think, oh, well, if they can do it, I should be able to do it too. And the answer is, we need to stop comparing, because no one's living the same dang life. We have to think about what's going on in my life and actually know what is realistic for me. So in order to gain that sense of calm, you have to be brutally honest. And this is really hard to do, because you have to admit that you can't do it all and that you don't have like unlimited time, unlimited energy. And we all want that. We wish we did, right? I hear all the time, there's only 24 hours in a day. Look at what people accomplish in 24 hours in a day. There are things that people can accomplish that are amazing, but they're super focused. So you have to understand what's going on. And let's say you probably have a list of things you want to do in your business and in your life this year. And let's say it's like, I wish I could write that book, or I wish I could launch that program, or whatever it is. But the reality of the season of your life is you need to probably be more in maintenance mode than in growth mode, or not starting something new because you've got too much going on in other areas of your life. I'm not saying this is everyone. I'm saying this is some people. For a season in your life, you have to get really honest with yourself and be like, actually, I can't tackle that project. I want to. I really wish I could, but that is not the season I am in right now. Or maybe you're in a season where you're like, heck yeah, I've got this. I've got some breathing room for whatever reason, and I can tackle this. And being realistic with that is awesome as well. But if you're feeling chaos, that's probably not what's happening. You've probably got too much on your plate, but really it's all about being realistic about what you can do. And this is going to hurt a little bit, especially if you're in a season where you have to say no to things that you really want to do. And it breaks my heart when this happens, but here's what sucks way worse. What's way worse than saying no and realizing it right now, what's worse is when you think you can and then you don't and you feel like a failure. And I know your heart just dropped because you felt it before. I felt it too. So if we can be realistic with our expectations of what's reality right now, chances are we are more likely to succeed in what we say that we can do. But if you lie to yourself, which we all have and we'll all probably do again, If you lie to yourself, you're going to end up feeling like a failure. And that is the worst feeling. When you say you want to do something and you really, really try, but you can't do it. It's impossible because of the season of your life or whatever is going on. So I want you to slow down. Again, I'm saying slow down, and I know it's so hard to actually be truthful about what you can do in this season of your life. I really encourage everyone to look at 90 days at a time. And so think about it in a 90-day chunk. What can you do in the next 90 days? What can you realistically accomplish that you actually want to work on and you have the capacity to do it? So that's really the question. You can combat that. But I've got a resource. I told you I had a resource. I have a free resource for you to combat these two lies. Number one is what you actually want. Number two is what you can realistically accomplish. I have a free workshop, and I go through what I call my follow-through framework. And this helps you really understand it. I give you five questions that you walk through, and you answer these five questions, and you walk away with a goal that you can actually achieve and a plan that you can actually implement. It's an amazing system. I really want you to take me up on this. It's a free workshop. All you have to do is go to amandamckinney.com/workshop, and you can sign up for free, watch it immediately, and answer those five questions. And during the workshop, you actually have the time to answer the questions. I built in the space so that you can actually do it right now. In the next hour, you could actually answer these questions and feel the clarity and the calm that you're searching for. So again, just go to amandamckinney.com/workshop for that workshop. Hey there. I promised to get you back into the episode really soon, but I wanted to share a special message with you today. So maybe you're feeling like you've let yourself or others down because your business isn't performing like it has before, or you think it should be right now. I want you to know that you, my friend, are not alone. So many of my clients are feeling this way as well, but the clients who are still feeling proud of their businesses have two things in common. They've continued to make progress towards their goal, and their business is still profitable. So even if they aren't exactly where they wish they were, they are still proud because of these two things. I'm on a mission to help entrepreneurs build a profitable and productive business. And if you're looking to do this, I would absolutely love to support you. You can find all of the available options on my website at amandamckinney.com/work with me. But if you still aren't sure what option is best for you, or you just want to have a conversation, send me an email or a direct message on Instagram with the word support, and we can have a chat and see what will fit your needs the best. Okay, let's get back into the episode. So lie number three is what's working and what's not working in your business. So this is that profit one. Everyone wants more profit, and I want you to have more profit too. But chances are you're standing in your own way with this because you're probably holding on to something that isn't working and ignoring what is working. And this is because we are emotionally involved in our business. This is our business baby. Some people like that term. Some people don't. Use it, lose it, who cares? The idea is that you are emotionally involved. This is something you created. And so, of course, you'll hold on to something that might not be working that you really wish would, or something that is working you're completely ignoring because it might not be your favorite thing. But here's the deal. When it comes to revenue and profit in our business, we have to think about it as not emotional for a little bit, especially when it's low. If you're in a season where profit is high right now, like, awesome. Also focus on what's working and what's not. But I'm going to speak to the people who are feeling the pinch of low revenue right now, because that's what I'm hearing. That's what I heard in all the surveys and people saying financial stability and predictable income and increased revenue. So if you're feeling the pinch that revenue is low, chances are you're taking this on personally as well, and you're feeling like a failure because maybe it's worked before and it's not working now, or you had higher revenue, or you're not where you want to be. But there's a lot of emotion tied into this. So we've got to try and step away from the emotion and look at the data. And when revenue is low, most people want to create something new. I'm speaking from my own experience here as well. This is something we all do. We want to create something new. Maybe it's been on our mind for a while and we think that's the answer. I'm going to create this new thing and that's going to be the answer to low revenue. But here's the thing. I want you to think about if something happened with your body. Let's say you're running and you fall down and you've scraped yourself a few different places, but you're bleeding from one place significantly in a way, but you've got some other things going on your body too. This is probably a terrible example, but the idea here is you have to stop the bleeding first. So if you have a cut that is bleeding out. You have to wrap that sucker up and get that bleeding under control before you can deal with the fact that you've also got a headache. So we have to attack the main point, which is low revenue. The reason I'm sharing so much about this and trying to give an analogy is because chances are the number one revenue source that you have in your business is probably the thing you wish you weren't doing as much of anymore. This happens a lot. Maybe not. If it's not, it's great. If your number one source of revenue is something you love, it's so much easier. But so often, the number one revenue source in your business is the thing that you're like, but I kind of want to transition away from that. And I hear this all the time. I've been in the same position, but here's the deal. When you're bleeding, you have to stop the bleeding first. We have to get revenue like really stabilized before you figure out a transition plan of creating something new. So here's what you have to do. You have to look at the data. You have to take your emotion out of it and look at numbers. Look at the spreadsheet that you have hopefully been tracking your finances and see what is the number one revenue source that I have in my business. And then I want you to focus on that one revenue source for the next 90 days so you can stabilize your income. Yeah, I'm talking about increasing your revenue with one revenue stream. This is not a long-term plan. This is a short-term stop the bleeding plan. We've got to stop the bleeding, get it under control so we can breathe, not feel panic, and then make smarter business decisions. So what you have to do is look at the top revenue source and identify exactly what it is and then double down on that. What I'm meaning is booking more clients or selling more of that thing, whatever it is. And so the way in which you do this is to ask another question that relies on data, which is, what is the number one way people are finding and signing up for that offering, the number one marketing channel? So here's what we're looking at here. One revenue source, one marketing channel. This is going to give you an increased amount of focus on one thing. When you focus on one thing, you can make significant progress. But chances are you're feeling chaos, not calm, because you're trying to do too much in your business. So when we think about how can we make more money, we need to focus our energy, focus our efforts. So find that one revenue source and then one marketing channel, just one, and focus all of your energy and effort on that. And most people are going to say, but Amanda, but I'm doing all these other things. Pause them. The amount of times lately I have been on coaching calls and said, I want you to pause this. And I watch people's faces and they say, but I can't. And the answer is, yes, you absolutely can. Yes, you absolutely can pause your Facebook group for a hot second. You can stop posting on Instagram for a little bit. You can stop posting videos on YouTube if that's not bringing revenue in. You can absolutely pause something. It's not forever. You can do it for the next 90 days and then pick it right back up. I think this is like one of the most critical things that you can do, but you have to give yourself permission to do it. And sometimes you need someone else to do this. And so in order to combat the lie of what's working and what's not, because chances are you're lying to yourself and you don't even know it. You don't even know what's going on because you're so emotionally involved. To combat this one, you need to find someone else. Find a coach, find a mentor, find an accountability buddy. I do not care, but you need to find someone who's going to ask you the hard questions and they're going to say, hey, let's look at the data together. Let's figure this out together. Do it for each other. Find a biz bestie and be like, let's look at the data together and figure this out. If you want to find a coach or a mentor, there's people out there who are willing to do that. I am one of them. If you are looking for support and you are like, I need someone else to help me through this, I would love to work with you. I have a 90-minute call option that would be perfect for this because what you do is you answer a lot of questions in a questionnaire, which by the way, so many people have been telling me lately that when they book this call and they go through the questionnaire, that they're like, I learned more about my business answering these questions than I have in years. And I thought, that's wonderful. So anyways, you answer a lot of questions in a questionnaire. I get to look at it before our call. Then we spend 90 minutes together and you walk away with a 30, 60, 90-day plan based on your 90-day goal and you know exactly what to do. I'm not emotionally tied to your business. You are. So I can look at data and make a decision. And you don't have to listen to my decision, but I can help you make that decision and we can talk through it. Because that is something that is so important. And so whether it's me or someone else or a biz bestie, an accountability buddy, find someone who will help you navigate this so you can take the emotion out of it. Because what you want is calm, clarity, and profit. And so you have to identify what you want And you have to know how much capacity you have. No one else can help you with that. I have a free resource, that workshop, that all you have to do is go to my website and take it. You will have the answers to those two lies that you keep telling yourself through a free workshop. So you can have calm and clarity right away. The third is profit, and you need support with this because you're too emotionally tied. So you've got to find someone to go through this process with you, because I want you to have the calm, the clarity, and the profit, all the profit this year. I want you to be so thrilled with your dedication and your follow through that you are so proud at the end of the year. But we have to stop lying to ourselves. We have to get really clear about what we want. You have to know how much capacity you actually have, how much energy you actually have. And so being honest about that is really important. And then understanding what's working and what's not. Because if you can stop the bleeding now, you can then work towards a long-term plan of doing everything you really, really want. But you have to stop the panic. That panic feeling is going to stop you. So this is your next step, is to get very clear on what you want and how much capacity you have and what's working and what's not working in your business. Then make a plan and move forward. Give yourself the permission that you can pause things, that you can change things, because you're only committing to the next 90 days. So I hope this was inspiring for you. I would love to hear from you if you enjoyed this one and what comes out on the other side. So make sure to grab free access to that workshop at amandamckinney.com/workshop. And if you would like to talk to me about coaching, all you have to do is go to my website at amandamckinney.com/work with me or the coaching page, and you can find all the details. So until next time, give yourself permission to be honest, even when it hurts, my friend, and grace along the way. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you found it helpful or inspiring, be sure to share it with someone else who could use it too. Sharing is caring, but it's also a huge boost to your accountability. Sharing this message and then talking about it will ensure that you actually take the action that was mentioned in this episode. Hello, accountability. There's nothing better than the feeling of actually following through, and I want that for you. So screenshot it, share it, and if you share it on Instagram, be sure to tag me at @TheAmandaMckinney too. Until next time.